When I sent the newsletter editors the announcement of this service, it was called Art and Spirituality. But I was happy that they changed it to Spirituality in the Arts, because I've actually gained as many spiritual insights from music, literature, and dance as visual art. Art is merely one tool for stimulating spiritual experience. I'll borrow from Steve's December 5th sermon, because for me it speaks for all the arts. For me, a sacred piece of writing is one that awakens my senses to those insights that bring a deeper level of meaning to the life journey itself. Why is art important to me spiritually? The artist Richard Ebenkorn said that being moved by a piece of work or work of art means more than being impressed or temporarily affected by something. It means that somehow one is changed in attitude or point of view, so that ever afterward one exists in a different condition than prior to having been moved. I know of three specific instances where I was moved in this way looking at art. When I was 18, I started painting as a pleasant diversion from schoolwork. One day, I happened to see in my parents' bedroom an issue of Time magazine with Edvard Munch's Scream painting. I know you're all familiar with that. And it was used to illustrate the age of anxiety. I was astounded that a painting could evoke in me such powerful emotions of fear, awe, and dread. So I began painting pictures that expressed my dissatisfaction with society. One night, I found a drawing of an Indian mandala used as a focus for meditation, which I decided to color in. When it was finished, I sat and stared, totally transfixed by this image, which truly brought my mind inward to myself. At that point, I decided to focus on making pictures which were harmonious and positive in outlook. Many years later, Tom Mandra and I were in New York City after a bike ride, and I insisted that we stop in to see the Museum of Modern Art. We were standing in front of a Jackson Pollock painting, 5 feet high by 9 feet wide. Now, I had seen small pictures of Pollock's work in books, and I never really appreciated it. But here, we felt like we were entering into the painting. It really became the whole world. The painter Philip Taff expressed this as follows: if one is fed up with the mundane and pedestrian experiences of life and instead stands in front of a painting, that is a place, an imaginary construction to inhabit with one's senses. To be lost inside of a painting is the crucial experience here, as an alternative to other places in the world. When I told a friend we were putting on a service called Art and Spirituality, she questioned me very hard about what do I mean by spirituality in art. It's always been very hard for me to verbalize clearly and unambiguously the way that art provides a spiritual experience for me. So I save quotes by artists who are more articulate than me, which express exactly the way I feel. The art critic Donald Cuspet writes, "The most serious reason that one turns to art is to satisfy a profound need, the need for a coherent, unified sense of self that has not been satisfied in life. When I feel ill at ease in the world or dissatisfied with my life, making art or looking at art is a way to unify myself with the universe. It allows me to stop my everyday routine and to meditate upon color, form, or to make inquiries about our existence, similar to religious experience. I keep working on a piece of art until I can create a harmonious relationship with the world, which can be appreciated by people looking at the art. Making art lets me communicate with other people about what I find beautiful or moving or joyful in life. I believe art becomes a richer spiritual experience when it extends beyond just the artist who makes it. Finishing a piece of art which I and others like to keep looking at restores my enthusiasm for life. The painter Anselm Kiefer says, "Art shares the vision of the divine that is not the work of the beyond, but signifies a reality transformed into the human being, among people, and in relation to nature. It is a life open to the world, empowered, adventurous, intense, alert, both individually and in general. It is the jubilee of being in the world." And finally, when he was asked what his sculpture outside the Hirshhorn Museum means, Jean Dubuffet explained, "The artwork stands in full view of everyone, and each of us must look at it with his own eyes and bring to it his own associations. I believe that the meanings, plural, of any work of art should be wide open so that each of us can absorb it into our own particular universe."